You folks didn't have
to. Well, not that we didn't have to, but we wanted to.
Bring something, I'm trying to think of something for me.
Well, I sure think
that's how you can use. You might not use them in the summer, but you can in the winter.
You break my little horse and Lord have mercy on you. Now get away and let Tom out.
He's got to go quiet now. He's got to be quiet.
Now get on out and go to play, you and Jackie. You'll have to be quiet. Now don't come in here talking and running around anymore. Now till we get through.
Well, did you eat?
Yeah. How are you folks to eat?
Well.
I went to pee and I went and got me something to eat.
Well, good, because I was worried, you know, we were going to come inside and eat, and then we, it was so nice out in that yard, we said, we'll just make a picnic out there.
Yeah. Well, I just thought you folks might come on in and eat, but being as you was eating out there, I just went and
the
table.
It was so good and cool out there. It felt so good,
you know. You know, it's never hot here of a night.
Not.
Hardly.
I can't believe how cool it's been this morning. I just sat here and
I know it. And see, we were burning up this morning before we even left Marshall. It was already
so
hot.
Oh, that's a hot place.
I tell you, I think this is a nice place to live up here.
It is so hot. I just don't.
It is.
We went up to Harrison yesterday. It was 95 up there.
Up there in Harrison.
Yeah. Well, let's see. We went over to Clinton yesterday. I went with a friend of mine over there. She's going to have children's teeth fixed. And you know, at 9 o'clock over there, it was 85.
Mm.
Now, it was hot yesterday. Everywhere we went, it was terribly hot.
That's terrible. Well, let's see. Let's get back to this thing now.
Answering questions.
Now, well, this is still kind of talking about eating and things like that. If you're sitting around a table and passing food around, and if you wanted somebody to go ahead and get some, you say, well, don't wait. Just go ahead and, like, it, you know, when they got the bowl of potatoes in their hand and
Just go ahead and help yourself.
Yeah,
that's the way I'd say it.
Something like that. Now, if somebody passed something to you that you didn't want, you'd say, well, no, thank you. I don't believe I'd...
I don't think I'd want any of it.
Okay. Now, what do you call food if it's been cooked, like you cook it at dinner time, and then again you cook it that night at supper, and, I mean, you just serve it another time, you say it's...
warmed overs.
And when you put food in your mouth, and then you start to...
chewing?
Yeah. And now, I believe you said that you had a vegetable garden when you...
Yeah, we always raised gardens. Jesse and I did when he was living.
Well, now, what kinds of different things would you...
We grew everything that you could imagine in the vegetable line.
Well, did you have you didn't sell them or anything. I mean, you just rose them.
Yes, I sold a lot of stuff out of my garden.
Oh, well, you really did have a lot then.
Oh, yeah, I've sold. When that depression was on so bad, that summer, you know, Gertrude, when you couldn't get no money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got our living out of that garden. And I just sent it to town, you know, pick beans and this first one, then I'll send them to town and sell them. Well, that's how we get our groceries.
Mm-hmm. Because money was really scarce.
They wasn't no money. At least we didn't have any.
And you said that you like to eat hominy grits. And is hominy grits the finely ground kind, or is that the bigger?
It's just it's like meal, only I believe it's a little bit coarser than meal.
Mm-hmm.
But it.